Let's talk about a big splash, shall we call it that, in the EV space, at least over in China. A new but familiar player entering the market, and that is Huawei, the company unveiling at their product launch the new EV. They're not developing the car, but they are. It does run off of their Harmony operating system. I wonder if we have any images here. Ido M5 is what the model is. It stands for adding intelligence to auto. The car is going to run on Huawei's operating system. Deliveries are set to begin on February 20th. And $39,000, that is a lower price point than Tesla's Model Y. But Richard Yu, who is the product head over at Huawei, is saying that it can go toe-to-toe with the Model Y.
Yeah, and it was only, I think, a couple weeks ago that NIO announced another low, I guess it would call it a low-cost alternative to the Tesla. And all these models are coming down with battery prices. I heard predictions a couple years ago that by 2025, these models are going to be competitive with entry-level vehicles like the Toyota Corolla. So we keep marching in that direction. But the bigger takeaway for me is that this is really a U.S. versus China story. And it was a couple years ago that Huawei amped up its program to develop this operating system because President Trump removed the ability of them to use Android. And so we have these competing cars and competing systems, and everybody's kind of tiptoeing around the fact that it looks like China's really pulling away from the Western world. We've seen them request Didi to relist or to delist in the US and also to relist in Hong Kong. And I think that's a trend that's not going away. So you have these operators. Let's consider Tesla in China. Well, they have manufacturing plants there. They're using their own software. But you consider that Apple's also getting into the car game, and they have their own chips and their own operating system. I think this is kind of the new model.
It's an interesting move for Huawei, though, because to your point, they've really had to struggle with additional revenue since they were listed on that trade blacklist under President Trump. They didn't even have their own operating system at the time, but because they weren't able to use Google's Android anymore, they had to develop the Harmony operating system. Now it's not just in their phones, but also apparently in their cars. So, we'll see how successful that can be. But February 20th is just around the corner, and Huawei is certainly looking for additional revenue sources as they can get it because their 5G business has slowed down significantly with a lot of pushback, not just here in the US because they didn't have a significant business here, but over in Europe. So some interesting developments over in China.